Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned the Chof Dalet of Mesavtes Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include Paras Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that we may not purchase a paraduma from an idolater, either because of the Pasuk Dabul B'nei Yisrael V'yikachu, or because Chashin L'Revia, we suspect that the idolater had relations with the animal, thus disqualifying it. Vlad HaNervas Asura, if someone committed Revia with a pregnant animal, its offspring is also forbidden for a carbon. If an animal was nirva, it's a machlekes whether its child can be used for a carbon. Therefore, Yisrael, who mishamer noisem mishoa shenaitzra, Yidden guarded the paraduma and its mother from their conception to make sure that an akum did not commit revi with it. Kalakabon is kulon, whether all kabonis can only be purchased from Jews. Aravna ger toishav hayu. We accept kabonis from a ger toishav who keeps the shevet mitzvah neinayach, which forbids reviyah. The Es HaParis HaAlula Oilula. The Gemara discusses various details regarding the cows that brought back the Aron from the Pelishtim on their own, including Hayra Asha, the temporary ruling to allow accepting karbanos from idolaters. And this Hayra Asha also allowed Oila Nikeva to use a female animal as an Oila. And Sha'am Rashira, various opinions regarding the Shira these paris sang to Hashem.